This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bestows prophethood upon him and gives him the miracles, the mu'ajizat, the miracles that he has in order to be able to captivate his audience. And Allah then gives him maybe one of the toughest tasks, maybe after our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the toughest task that's ever been given to anyone. And that is, اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ. That go and deliver the message to the Pharaoh because he has completely crossed all limits and boundaries. Musa alayhi salam prays to Allah in that moment. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Will I expand my chest? وَيَسِلْ لِي أَمْرِي. And facilitate my task, my job for me. وَحْلُلْ عُقَدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. Remove the knot from my tongue. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. And allow them to understand what I am saying. وَجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِنْ أَهْلِي. And grant me an assistant, an aid, a companion on this journey. هَارُونَ أَخِي. My brother Harun. أُشْتُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكُ فِي أَمْرِي. That strengthen me through his support and allow him to share in this responsibility with me. This is a huge ask. And what's really remarkable in this passage is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says to Musa alayhi salam that قَالَ قَدْ أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. That this is, we think about, Allah is telling Musa alayhi salam, think about everything we've done for you up to this point. إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَى. We saved your life. You were a baby, they were massacring, killing the babies. And we put it in your mother's heart and gave her the strength to be able to put you inside of a basket and float you down a river. And we made you arrive safely onto the banks of the river and to be scooped up and picked up by none other than our enemy and your enemy, Pharaoh, the same one who wanted to massacre and kill you. And then we allowed you to grow up there protected, safe and sound. But then we sent your sister on your heels to come and find you where you had landed. And then we made it so that you would not nurse as a baby from anyone till your sister was able to step in and say, I have a suggestion of someone that can take care of this baby for you. And that's how we reunited you with your mother and made it so that she was being compensated for taking care of her own baby. And we put you back into the lap of your mother, back with your family, while at the same time under the protection of the same person who's trying to kill you. We did all of this for you. Now normally, if I ask a person, hey, can you do this for me? And they say, well, I've done this and I've done that and I've done this and I've done that and I've done all of this for you. That's usually code for no. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ قَدْ أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. Allah did not say no. Allah said, we are going to give it to you. Everything you ask for, we're going to give it to you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, also, keep in mind how you got to here to this point. And one of the lessons that's learned from here, that Imam Razi rahimahullah ta'ala explains, is that when dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very important that we are mindful and aware of the blessings of Allah and how we've gotten to where we are right now. But rather than for that to make us reluctant or hesitant or shy to ask Allah for more, to ask Allah for maybe the biggest thing we've asked for up until now, rather that should further encourage us and that should further inspire us to ask from Allah. That all the blessings of Allah in our life up until this point are not points against us. They are actually, that they are all evidences of the fact that we are dealing with the most merciful. That we are dealing with the most kind. And that He has blessed us and continues to bless us and will continue to bless us as long as we sit before Him, kneel before Him with our hands spread out in front of Him. And so I want each and every one of us to reflect on how we've gotten here tonight. everything that's happened in our lives to get us to this point right here, right now. Everything that brought us here, and everything that we've been through, and everything that we've encountered, and everything that we've endured, and all the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's carried us to this point right here. And as we're sitting here on this last night of the month of Ramadan, we don't feel shy, we don't feel embarrassed, we don't feel afraid to ask more. But rather we are encouraged and inspired to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more than we ever have before. And that we will completely pour our hearts out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything and anything. And for the ultimate of blessings. And that's what I'd like to highlight here tonight as a conclusion. In Surah Yasin, Surah number 36, in ayah number 55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ, that the inhabitants of paradise today, Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala mentions that Allah uses this device of al-yawm to make us close our eyes and picture ourselves there at that moment. Imagine you are witnessing paradise right now. That the people in paradise today, right now, fi shughulin, they are completely lost and indulged in every kind of indulgence, activity, hobby, enjoyment, pleasure that you can ever imagine. The opposite of this world. Fakihun, and they are enjoying it endlessly, like true pleasure, true bliss. Hum wa azwajuhum, but not alone. Because enjoying yourself and engaging in all kinds of activity is fun. Do it too long for by yourself and you're kind of weird. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hum wa azwajuhum. Alright? Them and their companions. Fi dhilalin, sitting under the shades of these big beautiful trees. Ala al-ara'iki, on recliners. Mutsaki'un, leaning back, reclining. Relaxing. Lahum fiha fakihatun wa lahum ma yad'un. And there are all kinds of fruits, meaning food, for them to enjoy, reserved for them there. Wa lahum ma yad'un, and whatever else they could ever possibly ask for. The sky's literally the limit. And I say the sky's the limit because there's a narration that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions in Hadiyul Arwah fi bilad al-afrah. Ila bilad al-afrah, he mentions that the person will be lying there reclining in paradise and he'll see this bird flying over him and he'll look at it and he'll think, yum, right? Very natural thought, right? You see a bird and you say, I wonder what that would taste like, right? And so this person will see this bird and immediately, like in an instance, like it's unfathomable to us, in an instant, that bird will then be completely cooked and ready sitting in front of the person. And that person will then enjoy it. So literally the sky's the limit. But then the greatest blessing of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 58, Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. And then while they are enjoying themselves and enjoying the company and the pleasure and enjoying all the food and the fruits and everything and anything that they could ever possibly desire, then an announcement will be made, and they, all the inhabitants of paradise will hear that their Lord Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself will say salam to them. Peace be upon all of you. Salamun. Qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. And this is a message from your most merciful Lord. So on this night, we ask Allah, and this is maybe the biggest means of attaining peace and tranquility and serenity and salvation, is for us to learn to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make dua to Allah, to beg of Allah, to pray to Allah. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of paradise. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reunite us with our loved ones in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the highest stages in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the people who will hear our Lord welcome us and greet us and say salam to us in paradise. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, in these last few hours and day that we have left of the month of Ramadan, let's really, really make it count. Let's really dial it in. Let's really focus. Let's not worry about what has passed. Let's not sit there and regret and lament. Remorse, an-nadamu tawbah, is a part of repentance, but we don't want it to cripple us. We don't want it to debilitate us. We don't want it to distract us. But rather, let's be hopeful that sometimes even an instance, one single sincere tear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one single moment of repentance, our heart connecting to Allah. There's the famous incident I mention quite often at the Battle of Khaybar. A man comes after Fajr when the sun has risen, 7, 8 a.m., and he accepts Islam. He becomes Muslim. He puts his hand in the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, becomes Muslim. And then he says, I want to serve. I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of something remarkable, something bigger than me. And then he enlists himself and he fights on behalf of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before noon, he has given his life in the battlefield. When the Prophet comes upon his body lying there in the battlefield, the Prophet says, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ وَمَا سَجَدَ لِلَّهِ سَجْدَةً. This man went to paradise and he never got to do a single sajda. Never got to do a single sajda, but he's in paradise right now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to qualify for Jannah here in these last moments of Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Two quick announcements, inshallah. We are going to have the Qiyam program for the last 10 nights because this is the 29th night. And so it is one of those blessed nights of the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, we will have the Qiyam program as usual tonight here. And then secondly, the announcement is going out tomorrow morning, inshallah. But for anyone who's been wondering, we are going to be offering Salat al-Eid here, inshallah, Friday morning. The prayer will be at 9:30 a.m. It will start at 9:30 a.m. We're asking everyone to get here by 9 so they can say the takbirat with the community and find a place to be seated properly. And then at 9:30 sharp, inshallah, we will start the Eid prayer. So we invite you and welcome you to join us for Salat al-Eid here. And just as a little side note, there is going to be Jumu'ah prayer on Friday as well. So we'll see you then. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.